This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Physical therapy is full of challenges. The new exercises to learn, the different sets of repetitions and routines, there's a lot to remember and keep track of, both for patients and therapists. Which is why one entrepreneur created an app to help manage physical recovery away from the doctor's office. After a bone marrow biopsy left her with back pain a few years ago, Naveen Khan was given a set of exercises to do. And, of course,
by the sixth exercise, I couldn't remember my first exercise and I didn't want to count 30 over and over again.
A busy single mom, Khan began to dream of an app to help her manage the therapy.
I wanted something that held my personalized prescription, something that would count for me and something that would remind me to do my exercises.
She created PT Pal as part of the Healthcare Accelerator program, Health Wildcatters in Dallas. The app's designed to replace those sheets of paper patients are given to take home. You know, the ones with scribbled notes and diagrams of leg lifts and stretches.
One of the problems is you print this off for them, they lose the page. I tell them just stick it to the refrigerator, you know, and so that way they've got it. But most of the time, they lose it.
Richard McGuire is a physical therapist at Legacy Medical Village in Plano. He tries to help patients remember tricky exercises, like the side-lying hip adduction, by coming up with catchy names, like the Jane Fonda.
People can go, oh yeah, I'm doing my Jane Fondas now, or, you know, I'm doing my Michael Jacksons now.
The thing is, even if patients remember which one the Charlie's Angels arm stretch is, it looks like you're holding a pistol, there's no way to tell if they're actually following through and completing the exercises. So McGuire uses the app PT Pal for two things. First, to help patients keep track of their homework. Second, to monitor them. Here's how it works.
I sign them up, and as soon as I hit click, it sends them an email. The app downloads for free. I give them their login. Very simple. And boom, the exercises are there.
At home, the patient taps on an exercise, say leg lifts, and after pressing start, a countdown begins with the correct number of reps and sets for their rehab. As the patient goes through the routine, feedback is sent to therapist McGuire.
You can kind of go into...
He pulls up the dashboard on his computer. It shows a dozen or so patients he's enrolled, and he clicks on one.
It gives me how many times she's done it, on what day she did it. Actually, what time she did it.
Private providers like McGuire pay around $35 a month to enroll an unlimited number of patients. 10 hospitals currently use PT Pal, including Texas Scottish Rite in Dallas.
I think by and large, physical therapy apps are still a fairly new concept and very much emerging.
Eric Robertson is an assistant professor at the University of Texas, El Paso, who researches the intersection of technology and physical therapy. He says there's great potential for apps to help make PT more affordable and accessible. Right now, it's buyer beware.
There's also a lot of apps out there that are kind of one size fits all, like an exercise program for back pain. You know, that doesn't really fit you as an individual and it doesn't take into account what your specific back pain might look like. And so those, I would say, probably wouldn't be things I would recommend.
He also wouldn't recommend using any app that's not HIPAA compliant, meaning an app that doesn't meet standards to protect your privacy.
But anything that can continue the interaction that you have with your physical therapist outside of the office, those are great things to talk about.
So in the privacy of your own home, with a little help from an app, you can get your Jane Fonda on. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.